Harihi Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Saha Viryankara Vavahai Tejasvinavaditamastu Mavidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Continuing with the songs of the Vaishnava Acharyas, Sharanagati by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Okay, so then we're in the Siddha Lasa, and then on, you know, songs on how to perfect one's devotional service. So this is song 12. Priti, the next song is an illustration of the Asta Satvika Vikara. Song 12. Gurudev, Kabe Mora Se Dina Habe, Mana Stira Kori, Nir Jane Boshia, Krishna Nama Gabo Jave. Samskara Pukara, Kane Na Boshibe, Poshibe, Deho Roga Dure Robe. O Gurudev, when will that day be mine? With a steady mind, sitting in a secluded place, I will sing the name of Sri Krishna. The tumultuous pandemonium of worldly existence will no longer echo in my ears, and the diseases of the body will remain far away. So, here in this, then, it's we catch, I mean, there's the standard way you'd look at it, that, okay, now he's going away, there's no one there, he's just on his own doing nirjan bhaja. But in that, we'll catch that side of it. So the tumultuous pandemonium of world existence will no longer echo in my ears, meaning I'm far enough out that I don't hear all these things. But what about, and the disease of the body will remain far away. Because they go together. Somebody says?
Why they go together?
He's saying both of them in the same sentence.
Oh. Uh-huh.
So then, what does that mean? So it means there's something more subtle. It's not gross. This one where it just I go away and like that and chant on my own. That's the grossest thing. Because the thing is, you can go anywhere, but your mind goes with you. So if you go out in the forest, it's just like, let's say, people talk about, you know, the natural living and all the things like that. And it'll be reflected a bit in their home. You know, they have a little bit of some wooden furniture that's not, you know, stained or painted. You know, they'll have that natural kind of thing. There's a few, a rug or a few pillows that have that natural, you know, handmade look. But everything else in the house is just like everybody else's. But in their mind, I'm being more ecological and more natural and supporting natural cultures. Does that make sense? Yeah. So in the same way, as they'll go out on their own, and they'll think, yes, I'm doing nirjan bhajan, but what are they thinking about? So nirjan bhajan then means this tumultuous pandemonium no longer echoes in his ears, means it doesn't mean anything to him. Therefore, he could be sitting in the middle of the city, but there's no value there except other than his service to Krishna. And then the disease of the body will remain far away, that no matter what is happening, he's still absorbed in the bhajan. Because otherwise, we're doing our work, you know, family work, or our office work, or our sadhana, but if we get sick, that all stops. But here, no matter what they're doing, I mean, think about Raghunath Das Goswami, as we mentioned, it came up before in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So when he was being very austere, he was considered he's very weak in body. Right? But you know, he's famous for one of the things. How many obeisances did he offer to the Vaishnavas? 2,000. How many people can you name that can do 2,000 push-ups every day? You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing. They just don't care about the condition of the body. Whatever it's in, they're going to serve Krishna. Whatever situation they're in, they're not going to have any material desires. So this becomes actual nirjana bhajan. So if they're in the city, they're in wherever they are, they have no material desires. Because you say, oh no, but if you're out in the country, but people have material desires based on being in the country. Oh, it's nice and the fresh air and we'll be healthy and all these kind of things like that. But that's not why he's doing these things. So nirjana just means when there's nothing else going on and you're just absorbed in Krishna. It doesn't mean that you have to be out in the boonies somewhere. Because even if you are, it doesn't mean that something doesn't come along. You don't think an airplane's not going to go by or a drone or some people hiking or, you know. No? Yes.
The conditioned nature offers us a lot of varieties of service in external, manifestation.
Yes.
Of that service.
Yes.
And we used to it. Mm-hmm. We know how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And we engage the body and the mind as much as possible in that service.
Mm-hmm.
But here we're talking about something not so familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's why it's song 12.
Yeah. And many devotees actually, if you ask them, they say they're not worried about it, but what it is actually is they don't think about it, because here I am, I'm doing service for Prabhupada, it's completely known to me.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever's there is going to happen there, why should I worry about it?
Mm-hmm.
But we see all the charges. There's a continuation of prayers. They start in one place, then they continue for the next place, and then this, you know, everybody does this.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't really, you know, we don't have access to this. And for some of us, it's actually very uncertain situation, so we don't want to go there because we don't know. We better be here and do our service, like Janma Janma, you know, Mama Janma Ni Janma Ni. I'll better remain here because I know this place. But that place, what will I do?
But it's just a matter of, as you're doing the same thing as you're doing here, because we generally look at it as the secondary features. You know, that we're here, so we're serving here. I'm serving in Mayapur, I'm serving in London or New York or someplace. And you do have the effect of the place and the particular unique circumstances that are there. And so, but the point is that if you're fully surrendered to Krishna, it doesn't matter where you are. Prabhupada gives the example of the rice husking machine. Whether it's in heaven or hell, it does the same work. It doesn't change. So you do have that aspect that the principle is there, like we were discussing before about the principle of the gopis surrender to Krishna. That's inspiring to all devotees of the spiritual world who are able to have that appreciation of other service. Right? So those devotees, they're all appreciating that their surrender is the best. So everyone tries to, by that inspiration, be as surrendered as they can be. And in that way they please Krishna, because they're fully engaged in Krishna's service. But they're not necessarily in the situations, doing the same services, and you know, all these kind of things. So that principle will always remain. Detail, like you said, the conditioning just happens to be the secondary application of the primary, that I engage body, mind, and words in Krishna service. So according to what body, what mind, and what senses you have, naturally you're engaged. Because the point is we're a person, we have a body. So spiritual world, we have a spiritual body. And here, it's, that spiritual body is covered. So then we work with the material body that's there. But the principle of engaging it fully in Krishna service, that remains. So technically there's no difference, there's no change. Just everything there goes smoothly, while here, you know, it can be more smooth or less smooth. You know, it's like the road to Calcutta. It can be a great road or it can be not so great a road. You know. So that's the way the material world is. Does that make sense? So it's not actually something. But the point is if we're always hearing these things and that, then with time we become used to hearing these things and used to dealing with these things. You know, at least it's there, it sounds wonderful. And all that, we may not be focusing on that, and that's fine, because everyone will focus according to what's their position. But if we get a thing that, you know, these things aren't important, but the point is then where are you going? You know, if you're trying to attain something, and then you talk about what it means when you attain, how you deal and all that, and oh, that's not important. Like I'm cooking lunch, but the idea of lunch cooking actually finishes and it has a finished preparation that I don't care about, then, you know, my cooking won't go as focused or as stable or steady as if I know where it's going. I don't have to be fully absorbed in where it's going because I have to get myself there, you know. Does that make sense? You know, it's just like you're going to Calcutta. It's not that halfway you pull over the car and get out the the picnic chairs and, you know, how you say, put on your sunnies and get a little sun because you're already in Calcutta. You know what I'm saying? You know, you continue whatever you're doing till you get there. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, it's previously we discussed concrete and abstract.
Yeah.
So for Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, mm-hmm. the idea of the spiritual world is very concrete because mm-hmm. they belong there.
Yes, yes.
We also belong there, mm-hmm. but we just, the covering is very thick. So for us, the idea of material world is concrete, but the material of the spiritual world is abstract. Is we hear from the acharyas, we hear from the Bhagavatam, we hear from Chaitanya Charitamrita, but it's really hard to imagine ourselves, and we actually discouraged from that kind of imagination to be there.
No, because we're not there till we're there, but we can be meditating on what is there. You know, I'm saying if I'm sitting here and meditating on what I'm going to do in Disneyland and then claiming that I'm in Disneyland and I've done this and that, that of course is not recommended. You go there. So that's the thing, is that in the understanding that yes, we don't want to be sahajas, then we avoid the whole thing altogether rather than we deal with it according to what is recommended. These songs are written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. These are general songs for devotees. These aren't like hidden songs. This is not like Radha, Gita Govinda or something. This is what we know how it works. Like that. And the thing you're saying is concrete, but at the same time is that's this life. What was last life? What's next life? What's going to happen later in this life? So what about all the money that we think we're going to get, or that nice place we're going to get, or that car? Is that concrete or abstract? You know what I'm saying? So at all times we're behaving, because we're a soul, we're always going to act according to our nature. But the problem is when the nature is covered, it's impure, then the effort is not necessarily as appropriate as it should be. But the principles you can't get away from. People are looking to become happy. So if you tell somebody, yes, you can do this and then you can be happy for 10 minutes, you know, you're going to put in, you know, 5 years of work and then be happy for 10 minutes, you know, are they going to go for it? No, but here is that you put in the effort, you'll be happy eternally. That's what they're looking for. So actually what everyone's looking for is what goes on in the spiritual realm. But the point is it goes on that way because it's all centered around Krishna. Yeah. So, in other words, here is that this advanced stage is because the material desires and the material effects are not a consideration in being absorbed in Krishna. You may have to consider whether you can do service or not, you know, if it's a physical service. But the point is it doesn't affect you, you know, hearing and chanting and remembering about Krishna. It won't affect that. So just like, let's say, people go to Vrindavan for Nirjan Bhajan. Right? Are there no people in Vrindavan? The mutt that they're at, that they're doing Nirjan Bhajan, there's no one there? When you go way out in Vrindavan and walking through the fields, is there someone out there under the tree? No. So the whole point is that people are saying Nirjan Bhajan, but they're not doing Nirjan Bhajan. You know, they're saying, oh, we're getting away from everything. The point is, Nirjan means that there's no material consideration of dealing with people. So it's not that people are there because you can gain some sense gratification or, you know, distinction, adoration, and profit from that. Same way as disease doesn't affect if we're going to be absorbed in Krishna or not. So, yeah. Hare Krishna Boli. Gahite, gahite, nayane, bohibe, lora, dehite, hulaka, udita, hoibe, premete, koribe, bora. When I chant Hare Krishna, tears of love will flow and flow from my eyes. Ecstatic rapture will arise within my body, causing my hair to stand on end and my entire being to become overwhelmed with divine love. Right, so we see is that it means there's no material interest. Therefore, then, when you chant, all these things will happen. Because otherwise, there's people that's out, and we don't hear about, you know, somebody, let's say, you have the story that they were out someplace, the bus broke down, they were attacked by local bandits, you know, and somehow or another they escaped and got away, and they were out there in the forest or jungle all alone, no one was there. And then when they finally made it back to civilization and told their story, then one of the major aspects about it was that was impressive for them was the ecstatic symptoms that they were experiencing because there were no people around. Right? We're hearing these stories? No. So therefore we understand as the Nirjan Bhajan, it's that you're not trying to be with people because of the social benefits that you'll get. You know, it's like sometimes you're sitting alone. Why are people going crazy during all these lockdowns? Because they want to socially interact with others. Right? It's not that they're going crazy because they want to go to the temple, they want to go to the kirtan, and they have to be at home alone. You understand? So it's about that social interaction and all. And so when you get to the point where social distinction, adoration, and profit are... What's the other one? Society, friendship, and love. When that's not important on the material platform, then one could be absorbed in chanting, and then all these the ecstatic symptoms come. Because when you give up the material, then you can get a taste. That turns into attachment. Because if you have a taste, you get attached. Right? And if there's attachment, that simply grows until it turns into ecstasy. So it's a natural progression. But you see is the juncture between the two. of what you were talking before is going to be that faith and that stability in Krishna consciousness. So anartha means that there's something there other than Krishna consciousness. So as long as we think that something other than Krishna consciousness is important, then to that degree, then steadiness won't be as steady. Right? You know, then one's regularly doing the basic things and all that, that's steady. But we're talking about steadiness mainly is about the consciousness. It's reflected in the secondary, you know, in what you do and behave and all that. But you do see people who are very regulated. They do everything very natural, but they not necessarily. I remember we had one devotee who'd go along, do everything perfectly, exactly on time, doing everything like this. You know, he was elder, more mature person and all that. And
Indian?
Yeah. Like, doing all that. And, you know, everything was just yes, sir, and this and that. Then, when he got initiated, then you started to see that he'd make comments about things and stuff like that. And somehow or another in the conversation it came up that he wasn't initiated, so he's not part of the scene yet. So even if he saw something wrong or this or that, he shouldn't say because he's not part of the scene. But once he was initiated, now I'm part of the scene. Now I can comment and things like that. And so then you would see the... Does that make sense? You would see the impurities.
Uh-oh.
Like that. That aspect. Well, before that, you just see he's very stable. And because of that, he got initiated. Because he could be stable in that. But then you saw afterwards that there's impurities there. And then he works on those, and with time they go. So yeah.
Another point, can we say that many things we can plan, more or less? I mean, our plans, of course, depend on Krishna, like what we're going to do, you know, which service, and, you know, which direction we go. But this Nirvana Bhajan, that's the thing that you can't really plan, because it has to come from inside. So you cannot say that at this particular time, that's what I'm going to do.
I mean, you can say, but whether it'll happen, it's nice to know. I mean, I remember when we joined the new bhaktas and that, and the discussion amongst the new bhaktas that, you know, you can attain prema in 3 years and all that. So, you know, we thought, okay, yeah, let's do this, you know.
2 years.
Huh? Oh, you were planning too. Okay. Our temple was a little bit more reserved.
It was in the 90s, I don't know why.
I guess it goes down. Maybe now it's 6 months. Yes, so the it's a matter of you plan that at some point you're going to not have any material attraction or attachment, and then you can just be absorbed nicely in hearing and chanting about Krishna and the association of devotees and worshipping the Lord and like this. That you can plan that that's where you're going. That's because if you're doing a work, you have to have a direction. So if you know that's the direction, then you're going down and it will start to happen. But if you think it's not a direction, you know, so you say birth after birth, but that one of birth after birth means being here, but it doesn't mean the consciousness is here. Right? Birth after birth means, you know, serving life out of whatever situation you're in. So if Krishna wants you to be here, you'll be here. But it doesn't mean that we're not absorbed in Krishna. That's not indicating that we're in mundane consciousness. So we always know is that spiritual consciousness is where we're projecting towards. You know, we have to go in some direction. But if we think, oh, that's not so important, we'll just do this, then the problem is those things, and which direction is that going? Like that, because the whole thing is ultimately there's only one path. But this idea that there's many paths is actually not correct. You know, you see it, jato mat tato pat. However many paths, that many, you know, it's all one, you know. But no, there's only one path. It's going towards Krishna or away from Krishna. But you can go on that path facing Krishna or with your back to Krishna. Does that make sense? So, you can go forward in the direction towards Krishna with your back to Krishna and end up as a demigod or as Brahma or all these, you know, great sages, but still not interested in pure devotional service. But because you're facing, you know, this way, then you'll be back. But you're facing Krishna, then wherever you are, then you just continue. You know where you're going. Does that make sense? Because we have to remember, moonwalk is only has entertainment value. So no one's going to... Does that make sense? No?
I can't figure it out. Why is it called moonwalk?
Who knows? Because it just looks... you can't figure it out, you know? It looks like he's walking forward, but he's going backwards. So it just kind of like, so I guess they put that. It's like being on the moon or something. It's like he's an alien. Like that. I'm not sure if he gave the name or it came before, because there were people who used to do it before. They just didn't make it popular. It was something they'd use now and again. You know, I think there were one or two other people who used it. But, you know, way back, you know, in the 50s or 40s or 60s and stuff like that. So it's just one of the many moves you could do. But they know they do one or two and then do this and that. But then he saw it and then, okay, and then he worked on it and then made it more of a feature. So does this make some sense? Or, so that's the thing, is devotees should know where they're going. You know, as long as they know we're trying to develop love for Krishna, you know, like that, and whatever we do, we're trying to please Krishna, because our nature is the soul, is part and parcel of Krishna, and that we're eternal servants of Krishna. Right? Then, you know, they'll move forward. But as they understand is that, you know, that there's activities, all this, they're absorbed, if you're, you know, reading from Krishna book and all these things, then one becomes inspired, when it becomes more real. That's the thing, is that, as you said, if it's more abstract, then associate with it. Regular, because it used to be like, you know, you read Krishna book every evening before going to bed. You know, so that was the standard thing. All temples, everyone did. So you knew all the stories, you knew all the different things, and so then these things become more real. So, yeah. So the more you're absorbed in Krishna, the less the material world has any meaning. That's why he says, you know, far away from the tumultuous pandemonium of worldly existence. It doesn't necessarily mean the noise. It means craziness is there because everyone's trying to please their own senses, you know, with limited resources. Right? For the devotees, it's unlimited, but for the karmis, it's limited. And so they fight. Gada gada vani, muke bahir ribe, kan pibe sharira mama. Garama muhura muhu vivarna hoibe stamba stambhita pralaya sama. Faltering words choked with emotion will issue from my mouth. My body will tremble, constantly perspire, turn pale and discolored, and become stunned. All of this will be like a devastation of ecstatic love and cause me to fall unconscious. Nishkapate heno dasa kabehabe nirantara nama gavo avesha rohiya deha yatrakori tomara karuna pavo. When will such a genuine ecstatic condition be mine? I will constantly sing the holy name and remain absorbed in profound devotion while traveling in the material body. In this way I will receive your mercy. And so he's also saying, you know, when will that day come?
But we can also understand from such a detailed description.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when some who have experience describe, even saying it about a third party,
mm-hmm.
then those who have a similar experience, like in anything, in travel, in suffering, in food, that they can relate. But otherwise, It's just, yeah, it is a description. As Rupa Goswami, you know, describes the same. Master Sattvika Bhava is like nothing new. But we see from this description that the person who is describing this must have an experience of this, because it's really detailed. It's not something just theory.
Mm-hmm. So then a question comes up, is that in appreciating that it is detail and he has realization, then where does that understanding come from? So by chanting Hare Krishna, associating devotees, hearing Bhagavatam, that's how one can appreciate. Hmm?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the thing, is that the important point to note is that the soul by nature is Krishna's eternal servant. So the nitya-siddha aspect has become covered. See, because we generally take it, nitya-siddha means prema. Nitya-siddha means not controlled by the material nature. Right? Because siddha simply means perfection. Prema is beyond perfection. That's the thing, is that we're always looking at perfect perfection because we're attached to liberation. Liberation is called perfection. So when one is beyond the modes, that's perfection. So nityasiddha means you're always beyond the modes. Right? Because that's the nature. Nityabhada then means you don't know when you're going to get out. You will get out because it's not your place to be, but you don't know when. So therefore, it's nitya because it could be any time. Right? It's just like you're waiting for something to happen, but it's not sure when it's going to happen. How long does it seem like it's taking?
Forever.
So then it's just a matter of by chanting and association with Vaishnavas, then one comes back to that natural nitya-siddha position. Right? And then continuing, because before you made the mistake of thinking that these other aspects of Krishna's energy might be good. Now you know it's not. You'll just continue on that same path to prema. There won't be any distraction. Does that make sense? So when you understand that this is the inherent nature of the soul is still in a liberated position, but by consciousness, they're not absorbed in that. You know, it'd be just like, let us say, okay, you have the person in just as a gross example, a person in a very meager kind of situation, right? And so then they consider that, and there's nothing happening, so they'll consider themselves being bored. You know, it's not a nice situation, it's boring. Then you have someone else in a very wonderful situation, but because of conditioning, they think it's boring and they don't have anything. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just like, let us say, what do you call it? Somebody always stays in the, you know, they stay in the 5-star hotels and they always, let's say, for example, stay in the penthouse suite. That's just what their family's always done. So for them, that's just normal. It's not luxurious. It's not normal. I mean, it's not something special. It's just what they do. So therefore, then when they, you know, from hotel to hotel, they like this one better than that one because this one has a nicer bathroom or this one has a better view or this one, you know, something, you know. Now let's say one time they go and somehow or another there's some, it's not a standard, for some reason they can't get that suite. And then they have to make do with the presidential suite instead of the penthouse suite. So for them, it's like the end of the world. You know, it's just like you just stuck them in one of those, cockroach hotels, you know, like, you know.
Dhamma on the way.
Hmm?
hotel on the way.
Yeah, one of the dhabas like that in the back. You know, it's like that, you know, where in the bathroom you also have to share because they wash the pots from the kitchen in there. You know, stuff like that. And to them, it's as devastating as that. But for us, we're thinking, what are they talking about? You know, if I could stay in that space, I'd be happy. You know, so that's the point is that the soul is always in that state, but they think it's something else. So the soul is not actually, they're always in a liberated state. They're always beyond on the material energy. But because they absorb their consciousness in it, therefore Krishna arranges for them to get that experience. So their natural position is the spiritual world. They are coming from that Nitya Siddha platform. And so when you give up the material consciousness, you go back to that platform. Right? So the definitions of Nitya Siddha, then that means those who are never conditioned, and then those who come back to that Nitya Siddha position, then there's those who are Sadhana Siddha or Kripa Siddha. But the point is, once they get back, they're just more Nitya Siddhas. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that aspect is, if you understand that's the natural position of the soul, some of these things come up a little less. You know, but as devotees like to intellectually play around with all these kind of topics, you know, to create doubt and to create mistrust and to create, you know, all kinds of mundane consciousness, then, you know, because they feel I'm being independent, it's my free will, I can do it. Of course you can do it. That's how you got yourself here. And so then they can do that, but then the difficulty comes is just it flies in the face of, you know, that dynamically trying to go back to Godhead. Does that make sense? So these kind of positions in that aren't doing any service for anybody. You know, they may say, you know, broadening the consciousness, broadening the this, that, you know, deepening the knowledge. No, it's just creating fear, that's all. So like what you're talking about, you don't know where you're going. That's fear. So eating, sleeping, mating, and fearing. It's just a mundane thing. So we're afraid of where we're going, and we're comfortable with what's here. And what do you do here? Eat, sleep, and mate. That, you know what's going on. But what's going on over there, I don't know. Does that make sense? But that's why there must be this trust. That's why there must be the thing. Just like, let's say, you're very particular about your eating, right? So you only like to go to certain places because you know that they're okay. It's going to be good. But you have a friend who's talking about his new place, and it's great and it's fabulous. Right? But you're not inclined to go because you don't know the place. But now if you trust that person because of a good relationship and all that, then he says it's great, he knows what you're standing like that, and it's that and beyond. Then, you know, if you have that, you work on that, you can go. But if not, then what are you working on? It's not based on relationship, it's not based on something higher. Because it'll be said, oh, we're just being practical and down to earth, and we're being realistic and all that. But no, you're being self-centered. That's why we're here. We're just continuing our self-centered thing, rather than considering that the self-centered is not working, doesn't work. We have a billion people, you know, what is it, 7 billion now or something on the planet? It's not working for them. Look around at all the animals, it's not working for them. You know, so then, you know, why continue with that? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, if I say, okay, we have two arrangements here. Here, we have one where you can invest in this, but the return is, so, you know, 7 billion to one. One you might get, 7 billion you may not get. Right? And this other one is that everybody who, you know, it means those who have seriously applied themselves, it's worked out. But it may take time. The other one you can get immediate results. But this one will take time. which do you go for? You know what I'm saying? Because you're thinking, well, you know, the other one's quick and that, you know, I could, but you'll never get through 7 billion attempts. You know, there's always that thing, well, maybe. And what the point is it's when you're convinced that, no, there is nothing here. That's then what he's talking about, the Nyokshan Bhajan. There is nothing here. The only thing of value here is Krishna and the devotees and devotional service. And then in this environment, as you said, you carry on doing your service, whatever it is. The conditioned nature doesn't go away. It's just that you're not conditioned by the conditioned nature. You work with the modes, not under the modes. Yes. Psalm 13. Kabi tava karuna prakashe Sri Gauranga Lila Hoya Nitya Tatva E Dridha Vishvase Hari Hari Bole Godruma Kanane Bromi Bho Darshana Ashe. O Gurudev, when will it be as a manifestation of your mercy? I will become fixed in the firm faith that Lord Gauranga's pastimes are eternal realities. Answers your question. Chanting Hari Hari, I will wander throughout the groves of Godruma, hoping to catch a glimpse of those pastimes. Right, so we see in here is all these ones are all these ones here are all to Gurudev. It's by the mercy of the Guru. Yeah, no, all these ones with this whole section. No, this one's Hari Hari. But we started, you know, when he's talking about the connection with the spiritual world, then he's always, it's Gurudev. So it's by the grace of the Guru. So then that's also his aspect. When one has faith, full faith in Guru and Krishna, then one gets this result. That's why there's no benefit to anybody bringing up doubts about Prabhupada or trying to relativize Prabhupada. Like that time in 1980 when that kind of came up. I think through some of the devotees were bringing up that point, having been influenced by individuals in India. And so they were introducing that to the devotees. You know, it was a combination between relativizing Prabhupada and impersonalism. And so then in that, Prabhupada, you know, said, I'm leaving. He went, was going back to India. Like that. He says, you know, I showed you what to do, now you can do it. You want it? Go for it. And if not, then it's your choice. So the thing is it's by the grace of Guru then we're able to. Oh, this goes to 8:30. I was thinking, really? I have 2 minutes left? I was thinking, that was quick. Okay. So that's the whole point, is that that faith is very important. So that faith in Krishna that we hear from the Acharyas, but also faith in Guru. So all these different things bringing up also about the Acharyas, this and that, and this one said this, that one that, and it's contradictory. None of these are service. They're not service. They may be thought, no, we're just trying to understand. And no, you're not. Because Prabhupada always said, there's no contradiction. The internal potency can resolve all conflicts, that achintabheda beta tattva, to just say it's there, and so what do we do knowing it's there? These are not spiritual thoughts, they're not spiritual contemplations at all. They're just material doubts due to one's conditioning, that if I perceive something that's not the same, therefore I have faith in my intelligence. Because I don't have faith in authority, and so therefore these things come up. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Nitai Gauranga Advaita Srivasa Garadhara Panchajana Krishna Nama Rase Bhasha Bhi Jagat Kori Maha Sankirtana. The five personalities, Nitai Gauranga, Advaita, Srivas, and Garadhar, will flood the entire universe with the intoxicating nectar of the holy name of Sri Krishna by performing a Maha Sankirtan. Nartana Vilasa Mridanga Vadya Shunibo Apanakane Dekia Dekia Selila Madhuri Bashibo Primera Bane. With my own ears, I will hear the sounds of playful dancing and the rhythmic pulsations of the Mridanga drums. By constantly looking and looking upon the sweetness and beauty of that pastime, I will float in the flood tide of divine love. Nadeki Abara Se Lila Ratana Kandi Ha Goranga Boli Amare Vishai Pagala Bolia Angete Dibeka Duli. The next moment, losing sight of the jewel of that pastime, I shall weep and cry out, O my Lord Goranga. Materials will then proclaim me thoroughly mad and will throw dust upon my body. Thus ends the section on Bhajan Vasa. That's why it's important that one's given up the idea of the material distinction, adoration, and profit. That's why then considerations where devotees will bring up a idea or a process or a way of looking at things that Prabhupada, you know, specifically spoke against, you know, that's not useful. But then they will say, no, but if we do that, then the world will see us in a better, in a, you know, socially better light and be more accepting. And so therefore, then they'll want to be devotees. But that's not based on actually preaching or care or what we call compassion for the living entities. It's simply based on their own attachment to social prestige. They don't like being seen in a light that's not nice. But they're comfortable to do it. But at the same time, in the material platform, they're willing to do that. Because let's say they've taken a very liberal stance. So many people who are conservative are going to think that they're crazy. Or let's say they're taking a conservative stance. They don't mind that all the liberals think they're crazy. You know? Or we're Westerners, so this and that, but they don't, you know. And, you know, they're willing to live with that. People think, as Westerners, you're crazy. Because they think, well, you know, we're fine, you're crazy. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing, is on the material platform, they'll still continue with that point of being absorbed there. And what do you think? Okay, let's say a car with the top down goes by, you know, late afternoon or something on the weekend, and sitting all around, not just in the car, but sitting up on the seats, you know how they sit, put their feet on the seat and sit on the back. And so it's like 8, 10, you know, like teenagers in the car, and they're yelling and screaming and this and that, and anything goes by, they're laughing and pointing. Then are we going to say, oh, now here's a group of very mature, sober people? Are we going to say they're crazy? But at the same time, is everybody's looking for that happiness that those guys have. You know, so situations where they relax and they don't worry about it, then they'll say those are great. Moments are great. You know, sitting around with old friends and somebody starts up something on the piano and everyone gathers around and starts singing and not caring what, you know, whether they can do it properly or not, and everybody's happy. But afterwards, you know, you think that was crazy. So that's the whole point, is we're looking at it, oh, well, you know, this is, you know, socially bad. People look at us funny. Oh, what if everybody saw it? No, it's not happening. Don't worry. Because unless you've given up that desire for material, you won't see this. But the point is, by chanting, you become purified, so naturally you come to this position. So you don't care. No? So that's the whole thing. Everybody's not caring for anything outside of their sphere. Like guys dressed up like goths, do they care what anybody else thinks? No. But let's say there's all the guys dressed up like those down at the Riviera and all that, and, you know, they're dressed like that, and there's people that are not, and, you know, it's like, who are these guys? Why are they here? You know? Even though they may be saying, oh, this, that, or like, let's say in London, you have the motorists going on the, I guess it's the A25, something like that, the Ring Road, you know, the big highway.
And there's all these people out there, you know, anti-climate, you know, change people, and they're stopping the traffic and all that. And so, you know, to either care for each other. No. The drivers are going to drive and the other ones are going to sit in the road. Even though there's plenty of space in the trees on the side, they're talking about natural. Why don't you sit in the trees? But, you know, so that's the whole thing is we'll project that, oh, no, no, we, you know, it's for preaching, but it's not for preaching at all. Anything that's for preaching means it's in line with what's been given. So behaving like a gentleman, because Vaishnavas are gentlemen, that's the point, not because we're not being a gentleman because it will impress the people. We're being a gentleman because that's what Vaishnavas do. You understand? So the motive is different, and therefore then it becomes, the spiritual becomes concrete. But as long as the mundane is concrete, and especially if we're directly pursuing it, then the spiritual will seem abstract. Impressive. Yeah. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Siddhalasa, hankering for spiritual perfection. Three songs. Song one. Kabe Gauravane, Suradhuni Tate, Haradhe Ha Krishna Bole. Kandiya Bedabo, Deho Shuka Chari, Nana Lata Taru Tale. When will I wander, weeping under the shade of various trees and creepers, on the banks of the celestial Ganga River, in the land of Navadvip, crying, O Radhe, O Krishna, and forgetting all physical discomforts. Right, so that's the key to that previous one. It means, you know, about the disease, just forgetting all physical comforts. Swapacha Grihete Magiya Kaibo Pibo Saraswati Jalo Puline Puline Gara Gara Gari Dibo Kori Krishna Kolahala. I will take my meals by begging at the homes of dog eaters, and will drink the water of the Saraswati River. In ecstasy, I will roll on the ground from bank to bank of the river, raising an uproar of Krishna, Krishna. Dhamma Basi Jane Pranati Koriya Magibo Kripara Lesha Vaishnava Charana Reno Gaya Maki Dori Avadhuta Vesha. Bowing down to the inhabitants of the Holy Land, I will beg a particle of their mercy. I will smear the dust of the Vaishnava's feet all over my body and wear the dress of the mendicant. Gauda Braja Jane Beda Na Dekibo Hoibo Baraja Basi Damera Swarupa Spuri Be Nayane Hoibo Radhara Dasi. I will see no difference between the inhabitants of Brajabhumi and those of Navadvip, and I will be transformed into a resident of Braja. The true nature of the Lord's abode will manifest itself to my eyes, and I will become a maidservant of Srimati Radharani. So this point is, when you see no difference between Braja and Navadvip, then you become a resident of Braja. But if you see the difference, then it's going to be a little slower. Song 2. Dekite, dekite, bulibo vakabe, nija stula parichoy, nayane heribo, brajapura shoba, nitya chid ananda moy. Another set of songs, I guess. Yes, there's more set of songs. When in a flash will I forget my gross bodily identity? I will behold the when in a flash will I forget my gross bodily identity? I will behold the exquisite beauty of the realm of Braja, full of eternal spiritual bliss. Brishabanu pure janama loibo yavate vivaha habe Braja gopi bhava hoibe swabhava ano bhava na rohibe.
I shall have my birth in the town of King Vrishabhanu, and eventually be married nearby in Yavat Gram. My sole disposition and character shall be that of a cowherd girl, and I shall know no other mood. Right, so if you've given up the material moods, then one can accept the spiritual mood. So the main thing is that I surrender to Krishna fully. That means I'm giving up the material. Because when I say we're working on that, it's because I think I'm the controller and enjoyer. So giving up that, then what is the identity? I'm servant of Krishna. Then within that, as we get purified, then a taste comes, then it has a very specific application. Nija siddha deha, nija siddha nama, nija rupa swavasana. Radha kripa bale, lo bhibho na kabe, Krishna prema prakarana. When will I obtain, by the power of Radha's mercy, my own eternal spiritual body, my own realized name, my own form, and my own dress? And when, by her mercy, will I receive initiation into the techniques of expressing divine love for Krishna? Because you still have to be shown how to, the techniques, one has that attraction for Krishna, but how to express that, then that is the point. Just like you can teach someone the techniques of cooking, it's actually easier to do that than teach a recipe. You teach the techniques of the cooking. You know, take a little time. But once they know that, then now it's a matter of how do you express those techniques in so many ways. Right? Depending on the situation and all that. So they have the natural rati, but then how to express that rati, that's going to be the activities of the spiritual world. And so those activities then become what we are using here. It's the same activities, just we're doing it as sadhana. You know, it's like first thing in the morning, get up, go to the temple, see Radha and Krishna when they wake up. Right? We're doing it because we're supposed to. The gopis do it because they want to. But the activity of going and seeing Mangalarti is the same. So, yeah. Jamuna Shaila Aharane Gia Bujibho Jugala Rasa Prema Mugta Hoye Pagalini Praya Gaibo Radhara Yasa. It's interesting. Jamuna, they put a J, but on this Yasa, they put a Y. As I go to draw water from the Jamuna, I shall cherish knowing the confidential mellows that unite the divine pair Radha and Krishna. Being enchanted by sublime love, I will sing Sri Radha's glories just like a madwoman. Song 3. Vrishabhanu Suta Charana Sevane Hoibo Jaipalya Dasi Sri Radhara Sukha Satana Satane Rohibo Ami Prayasi. For serving the lotus feet of the daughter of Vrishabhanu, I shall become a protected maidservant of one of the gopis in Braja. I will always strive to bring about the pleasure of Sri Radha. Sri Radhara Sukhe Krishnanera Krishnaera Jaisuka Jani Bo Manete Ami Radha Pada Chari Sri Krishna Sangami Kabu Na Hoibo Kami. Within my heart I will know that Radha's pleasure is Krishna's only source of joy. Therefore I will never desire to abandon her lotus feet for enjoying his exclusive company. 35. Vijaya. So from Jagadharma. It appears that Srimati Radhika carefully arranges the meeting of Ishakis with Sri Krishna. Goswami. Vijaya, there is something strictly confidential about this topic. Radhika does not arrange meetings of Ishakis with Krishna. However, if any Shaki sent as a duty to Krishna, even in lonely spots where Krishna may seek romantic intimacy with her, were to succumb to Krishna's advances, then the trust and faith placed in her ability and uprightness as a messenger would be irreparably damaged. Therefore, in the role of acting as a duty for her beloved Shakya, the duties never succumb to Krishna's romantic entreaties. Jiva Dharma, chapter 34. Because they're performing a particular service for Krishna. Radharani knows best how to please Krishna, so they just, pleasing Radharani is the way to please Krishna. If you really want to please Krishna, then you will try to please Radharani. You know, and then we're not directly assistance to Radharani, we are the protected assistance to her Shakyas. Right? Does that make sense? And that way we're a maid servant of Radharani. Otherwise, Radharani has to take care of this. No, the Shakya will take care. Because if we're serving her, why she should have to take care? Does that make sense? You know, the mechanics of where you stay and this and that. That's taken care of by the Shakyas. Right? Does that make sense? Then following under those leading Shakyas, then we serve. And so in that way, then Radharani can be free to just absorb herself in thinking of Krishna, everybody else, so that she can do that. That becomes their services. And to enhance and help in those services, then everything becomes very wonderful. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So automatically, that's why dasana, dasana, das. So you just try to be there close. No, it's not going to work. You try to...
We see or we hear at this stage that it's pure Radha Dasya,
mm-hmm.
and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was giving, you know, that initiation, the Ekadas,
mm-hmm.
and then he's meditating in that mm-hmm. in that manner.
Mm-hmm.
After him, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, because in Jiva Dharma it is explained by Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself, that he's going two paths simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
He's going by chanting the holy name, but he also got the diksha
mm-hmm.
with all the details.
Mm-hmm.
But then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he didn't give the details, he just gave the holy name, and it's in his teaching, it's very prominent. Then by chanting of holy name, it will be, all the details will be revealed. You don't have to look for it from outside.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then obviously Srila Prabhupada followed in his footsteps. So he was like super careful about these topics. We don't see many conversation on this, and he never, you know, got into details, this and that, not about himself, not about his guru, not about mm-hmm. others,
mm-hmm.
and like that. So why progression goes in this way?
Okay. Let's say, how would the teacher run the class if you were at King's College in Oxford? And let's say, how would the teacher run the class if you have a whole bunch of teenagers who absolutely couldn't care about what's going in the class and they're just on their phones all day? You understand?
Yeah.
So we have to be very careful here, because here we're trying to make it that there's a difference in the acharya. But actually, what's the difference? It is Kali Yuga. Which way is it going? Yeah. So that's the whole point, is that if you have people that when they come and in a very short time, then they are on the platform of attachment, or even come to bhava, then naturally these things are there. The point is, someone who comes to the platform of bhava, then this kind of connection is there. But if you're not on that platform, then you discuss at the platform you're on. Because they've all mentioned the nine stages. The thing is that we take it that if they're talking about a higher stage, it's automatically accessible for me. You know?
Does that make sense? You know, just be like, let's say you're going to a school, taking the child, and they're explaining, yes, in our nursery we have these facilities, kindergarten like this, and then, you know, in the first grade this, and going up, you know, in sixth grade we have these kind of facilities and all these kind of things like that. And, you know, the parent says, well, kids 4 years old, but I'm really interested that the sixth grade program sounds the best. I want my kid in that program. No, he has to start down in his nursery and come up. So that's the thing, is that since he's already given the details of what's happening up there, then why does Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur or Srila Prabhupada have to explain the detail? It's already been explained. You don't have to explain it again. But what has to be explained again and again is the fact that we're not the body and we're not the supreme controller and enjoyer of this universe. That we don't seem to get through our thick skulls. So that's it's not that these things couldn't be discussed if there's someone qualified, but who's qualified? So the thing is that people get into this as thinking they're qualified when they're not. That's the problem. So that's why Prabhupada be very strict about it. But as you see, is that in Jiva Dharma, then the one who stayed in Navadvip, you didn't discuss those things. And then of those who went to Puri, you discuss certain things with one person and other things with another. So it is very individual. It's just they're showing the process. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, it's just like Gopa Kumara is going up through all those things, showing the process. So that's the thing. So it's mistaken as he's giving a different thing, because that's what they would, that's what the sahajis and them would like you to believe. It means they're taking the process cheaply, and so this is how they get it, make it cheap. Is, oh, he's given one and he's given another. Well, no, it's exactly the same thing. Point is if you don't have spontaneous devotional service when you take up the process, then you have to go through Adau Shraddha Tato. Lord Chaitanya, that verse came from Lord Chaitanya. He quoted it. Rupa Goswami then wrote it down. I'm not sure, do you know where it was from? Is that Padma Purana or something? Or Bhagavatam? I think it might be Bhagavatam verse. And so then, that's then written, becomes a central verse in the Nectar Devotion. So that's where, if you don't have, you start there. But if you do, then you might move forward. But you see, the acharyas, even though they do have that spot, they go through the process. They may go through a little quicker, but they still go through the whole process. That's the point. That's why they're acharya. So the idea is that all the positions are there. So now, what does it mean, shraddha? What's the definition of shraddha? But, you know, who's discussing that shraddha means that you meet... That when the shraddha becomes fixed, that means you don't have faith in any other process other than bhakti for attaining the goal. So is that being discussed? You know, we'll take, oh, that's the first point. No, but that is where it is, but it matures at that fifth point. Right? But that's not being discussed. But what's being discussed is you know, what kind of anartas that should be nivritiing but are not, but are being cultivated because, you know, there's certain social and economic and positions that we could benefit from. And all these things, they're going to make devotional service happen. So that's not being, or Vaishnav Sangha, how much that's, that, how you say, giving gifts, receiving gifts, talking confidentially, hearing confidentially, offering prasad, receiving prasad. Okay, how much is being discussed on somebody wants to give a gift, but they're in this particular country or this particular city? That devotee, it's his, he worked, it's his money, he has the right to give it wherever he wants. You know, they want to discuss about temples, that's another thing, but about grihasthas and all that, they have, you know, like this much right to discuss that. But they're saying, no, in this city you can't give any money to someone from another place or yatra or that unless we say. Okay. Two of the ones gone. Right? Now, discussing confidentially and all this and that, but now if it's something that's an issue in the society that they take and this and that, if you don't say and everything like that and make it public, then it's a cover-up. two more God. Right? And then Prashad and all that, then it's, you know, you say here, there, or this and that, and all things like that, and, you know, whether it's this or that, or, you know, natural, organic, or, you know, free range, or, you know, like all these kind of things, and, you know, and who takes a who, and then it becomes a thing, so it's not natural. And so then where's the Sadhu Sangha? That is talked about at the second stage. Right? And then Bhajana Kriya, you have the deity worship, and who knows deity worship? Who can do it? Right? All these new devotees in this community, and how many know about basic deity worship? And how many of them are second initiated? They should know how to worship the deities. Do they know? No. So therefore, then, that's why these things are being discussed, because people don't catch it. But if I mention one time about Ekadas Bhava, oh, what's that, what's that? Why not? Everyone goes, oh, wow, Rupa Goswami's given these six ways to, you know, interact with Vaishnavas. Why, you know, we want to develop community. We should be encouraging these things. No. Community development is who's giving money and how much and when. And who's in control. What is that? I may have made a mistake, but I didn't notice it was one of the verses in the Upanishadamrita. Yeah. So, therefore, then, with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati talking on that, then they came into the cities. Who are they talking to? Bhaktivinoda Thakura, even he's in the city, who's he talking to? You know? What's his, you know, Shantiniketan wallet? Shantiniketan. No. Rabindranath Tagore. He was really good friends with his elder brother. You know, so he's moving at this high, high grade level. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in his preaching is moving with that level, but who's coming, who's actually taking seriously joining? Not necessarily from that background. One or two. Kesha Maharaj is from that kind of background. Srila Prabhupada was from that kind of background. You know, so you're going to have a more general kind of thing. And Prabhupada going out then, who is he? You know, how many people from nice families, you know? Ambarish Prabhu's from a nice family. You know, that other...
Many of them were from good families, just they abandoned
their
families.
Sorry?
Many of them were from good families.
Yeah, but they had abandoned, but were they living like somebody who's from a good family? You know, sitting out in a open field with hundreds of thousands of people with no toilets and in the mud with no clothes on, you can't necessarily say that that's going to be a refined lifestyle. Yeah, that one also, that group. Yeah. Yeah. So, the whole point is they're just preaching to who's the audience. So that's the thing, we try to point it out, there's a difference there. No, the difference is in the audience. Not in what the acharyas are saying. Because once it's said, does it have to be said again? I know. You can remind and try to bring that out. But then, you know. Also, Bhaktivinoda Thakura is basically, you know, just here in Bengal. You know, there's books, you could write them in a way he's writing there. You know, and so, you know, Prabhupada write, and where it comes up in the books, then it'll be discussed. Prabhupada talks about, you know, the spiritual world and that. It doesn't get into detail because, as it says, it's revealed. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, when you come on the spontaneous platform, the dasamul points of philosophy are naturally revealed in the heart. You don't have to get them from Shastra, that's why you're following them. You just naturally follow because that's what you do. So there'll be no discrepancy between the spontaneous devotional service and the person through that's coming through Vaiti. So Rag Sadhana Bhakti or Vaiti Sadhana Bhakti. They'll both have the same understanding of the philosophy. But we have this idea of it's Rag, it's something different. So that's already, again, another anartha that's been given by the Sahajas. Yeah. So the thing is there is no discrepancy between them. You know, the acharyas talked about it before. They weren't saying so much. Why only Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Why aren't they talking Narottam Das Thakur or Rupa Goswami? You notice the Nectar Devotions were going. It's going along and it's explaining the different, you know, the sadhakas. And, you know, it means so much is on that. Then it goes into the Shanta Bhakta and, you know, explains a little bit there. Then it gets into the Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya. Then it gets really, really into detail there. Then it moves on to Madhurya, and again he reduces the detail. So that's how Rupa Goswami did. Like that. You know what I'm saying? So, different acharya, if something's been given, you don't have to give it again. Because that's the point. You don't over. What is important for the particular audience, that's what has to be emphasized. So, if you see Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur are emphasizing certain points that we'll say is a lower level of consciousness, then that's because who they're talking to is at a lower level of consciousness. Because if you are doubting the acharyas, that's already a symptom of a lower level of consciousness. You're saying that it's different, that it's the absolute platform. That's what a commentary means. Someone's written, and then you write a commentary. That what's written is the main point. The commentary is there to make it more clear. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then sometimes they're giving it's commentary, sometimes it's notes, sometimes, you know, whatever is going on. You know, it's just like, I think, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it was called Anu, what was it? Anubhasya? No, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is that Amrita. Yeah, but Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is Anubhasya. It means it's just notes. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur is already explained. He's just bringing out stuff to in that way. So that's the point. It's already explained. And so you don't, it's there. Because until you get there, you can't do anything with it anyway. So it's not that there's some technique to get you there other than the one that's already been given. So that's why it's very important in these things that kind of discussion doesn't come up. Because it means the question can be asked. Just why the difference in technique. But each acharya, according to who's there, they're talking and that's how it's working. You know, who their audience is, who they're working with. But at the same time, we have to be very careful about doubting that there's a difference in the process and which is right and which is wrong. Like, you know, because we think in duality. So if one's right, the other has to be wrong. No, there's the absolute and then there's the relative. And so if there is any relative aspect, it's us because we're relative. But on the absolute platform, then there's no. That's why it's, whether you're hearing about Rasa Leela or whether you're hearing about, you know, Krishna killing the Murta demon, it's on the absolute platform. There's no difference on that. Taste, may be some difference in the sweetness, but as far as the spiritual content, there's no difference. But the Sahajiyas will say one's ordinary and the other is spiritual. So these are all mundane concepts that have been brought up by these people. And we, unfortunately, because we poke our nose where it's been recommended not to poke, because others have already, you know, checked the scene and told us what's good and what's not. But we have to look for ourselves. So then the problem comes is we get distracted. So that's why you're not supposed to get involved. So, yeah. Shaki Gana Mama Parama Suhriti Suhrit Jugala Premera Guru Tad Anu Ga Hoye Sevibo Radhara Charana Kalapa Taru. The Sakis are my best friends and teachers concerning the love uniting Radha with Krishna. By following their example, I shall serve Radha's lotus feet, which are like wish-fulfilling trees. Radha Pakshachari, Jai Jana Se Jana, Se Bhave Take. Ame Tu Radhika Pakshapati Sada Kabu Nahi Heri Take. I myself am always partial to Radhika's camp, and therefore never look upon those who have abandoned Radha's entourage, whoever they may be and whatever their ways.
This is another topic being discussed, not in connection of the content that we are reading right now, because this is very high, but even in terms of understanding tattva, not rasa, that they're basically two groups, large groups, and within the groups there are subgroups and like that, divisions. But some say is that in order to realize certain truths, you have to be impartial. You have to situate yourself in a neutral position, not being influenced by any of the groups. And the opposition, of course, they say no. In order to understand certain truths, you have to be partial. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur here is saying that I am partial, and he's like really loud and open about it. So,
But the thing is you're impartial to the material world, you're partial to the spiritual world. So the impartiality means if you mean maintaining any kind of material attachments, you can't understand what's going on in the spiritual world. But in the spiritual world, it's not that we don't have our particular direction. Because that's what Lord Chaitanya's came to give what's never been given before. So, you know, Vaikuntha has been given, Dwarka has been given like this. But Braj, that's not been given. Like that, you could say, oh, but... Nimbarka and Vallabhacharya, they're talking about, you know, Vrindavan pastimes and things like that, and the Alwars, and three of them talked about Vrindavan. So it has been given, but not Braj. It's pure unalloyed devotion where it's only focused on just pleasing Krishna. You know, like that. That hasn't been given. So if you want something out, you can. It's not a problem. The point is you'd be involved, because the thing is, if it's not for you, if they're worried that it's not for me, I'll get involved. You can't get attracted. You have a nature. You will be attracted. What is your nature? So just like Murari Gupta is hearing from Lord Chaitanya, but he's still attracted to Lord Ramachandra. So the thing is we're impartial towards the material, but we're partial towards the spiritual. We're interested in worshipping Radha and Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. You know, more detail than that we don't know, but we can be inspired by the services rendered by the various devotees. Why can't we be inspired by that? You know? It's just like, since the worship of the Vaishnavas is so great, why can't we be inspired by Uddhava, how he wants to be just a bladed brass that's being stepped on by the gopis? That means, you know, so humble, how much he respects their service, that he wants to even just be a blade of grass, because he doesn't think he's qualified to be part of the pastimes, and let alone being that, but on the outside edges of Vrindavan, since they do walk out there, then he might be stepped on by them. You know, Brahma has the same idea. You know, so, why can't we be inspired by that, or, you know? You know, what they get into, these particular details, what has that got to do with anything? So you can't cook and you want to sit there and argue over, you know, a particular set of knives, or you can't drive and you're arguing over a particular, you know, car, and it's this and that, and what it can do and how you would do it and all that. What's the point? What are you going to get? Drive. Nice. You can't drive. You don't have a license. You know. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, so that's the whole point, is that what's given by the acharyas, the detail that's given, that's all that's there. Where are they giving about the Ekadaspal? Where is it given?
Where? You mean technically where?
No, technically where is the detail? Where does it say what yours is? Anywhere? Hers? His? Any of the acharyas?
Oh.
You understand? Not given. There may be mentioned that it's there, but that's nice. That it's also like, we also know, you know, all the different bhavs of Radharani and her moods, and she takes bath, and you know, in the morning in this mood, and in the afternoon in this mood, and in the evening in that mood, and she puts on this cloth that has this mood, and that cloth that has that mood, and those are there also. Is anyone talking about them? You know, so why not talk about that? Why are they trying to get into this? Because the point is, it says there, in the mood of humility, so then cultivate humility. In the mood of affection, why aren't we cultivating thus? You know, so plenty is given that we can work with, that works in our day-to-day life. But something like that, we know it's given by gurus. So the point is if you're not on that platform, what's the point of giving it? What would you gain? If someone walked in the room now and told you who you were, could you do anything with it? You know what I'm saying? So that's the problem, is devotees are going into these things as if it's so important, but they wouldn't be able to use it if you gave it to them. Even if you gave it to them, they couldn't use it. Does that make sense? You know, they're sitting there on, you know, whatever's the main road or their street, and talking about some big fancy car. And if somebody drives up with one of those, what do you call it? You know, Le Mans unlimited class cars. You know, that do, you know, 300 kilometers an hour, whatever they do, and that, and you know, like that, 12 gears and all that kind of stuff. Pulls up a car there. Wow, cool car. And he gets out of the car and tosses you the keys and says, "Take it for a spin." You know. Would you be able to do anything with it? No. Never seen the clips of guys getting those supercars and that, and they always crash within 10 meters. They've already totaled the car within 10 meters, maybe 20, some of the better ones. You know. So it's just you can't do anything with it. You know? So many sense? You can't do anything with it. You know, what if we hand one of those a six-barreled Vulcan cannon machine gun to a little kid? You know, are they going to take down the Taliban or the neighbor's dog? You know, so that's the whole.
With the neighbor.
And their garbage can. So that's the whole thing. You can't do anything with. So there's no point of talking about it. That they mention it is there. Great, you're inspired. You know that there's something to look forward to, but you can't do anything with it. So here is the point, is this is our group, this is our thing. And if you have that, then you can be focused. And so the first thing is that we saw before, as he was saying, how do you get to that, O Guru Dev? And so if you're not focused on Guru, then, you know, they want to leave Prabhupada's camp and go somewhere else. That's fine. If they didn't get picked up by ISKCON, wherever they got picked up, we're happy. But if they got picked up by ISKCON and then they leave because this is not good enough and that they'll find something somewhere else, then it's therefore never look upon those who have abandoned, you know, this go, whoever they may be, whatever their ways, we couldn't care less. They come around, the etiquette's there, we deal nicely, we always deal nicely. But as far as taking their example in that, we absolutely have nothing to do with them. I mean, like nothing. Because if they can't stick it together, why would they stick it together there? You think the Brajbasis are going to trust them? You have the founder Acharya. It's like saying your guru is Ramanuja and you left for someone else. You know, Madhvacharya was there and you went off because you could go to somebody who was another disciple of, what was his guru? The Mahavadi guy. You know what I'm saying? You know, so a cousin, and so you went there. Yeah, no, gosh, you know, something like that. You know, so why would Brajbasis take you seriously? Because this is how Brajbasis think. You're in this group, you're going to do things for this group. Because it's about serving Radha and Krishna. These things, these group things are there just to enhance the intensity. Because otherwise, yeah, Radha and Krishna are eternally, together. But to enhance that, then we expand. The Haladini is there. Then you have the Kriya. They do activities. Where is that? Sandini in the activity in the Dham and all that. And then if they're always together, like the Nimbarkas, they just go from one kunja to another. The kunjas have names, right? We don't have names for our kunjas, right? There might be some spots. You know, Govindastali or a few, but you know, the names of kunjas, they do their worship through the day in different, this is in this one kunja, and that's in that kunja. They're always together all day, like the deities are. So they're doing pancharatric worship. They're not in Braj. So therefore, you want to make it that as Parakya, Radha and Krishna have trouble being together because there's other gopis. And is it just one or two? No, there's millions of them. And so we're very specific. You know, like here, I study under a particular Shaki. The Shakis are my best friends. I learn under them how to serve Radharani. I don't just walk in and say, hey, you know, hey, I want to do that. You know, you learned from the Shakis. So you're a servant of the servant of the servant. So it's very specific. And it's just, I myself am always partial. You don't want to be partial? There's another book, I think it's one of them, he mentions, you know, I offer my respects, because we're respectful. That's why Vaishnava etiquette is there. You're respectful to everybody. You know, Prahlad Maharaj was respected to his father. He's not behaving so great. So Vaishnavas are respectful. But it doesn't mean that we have any affinity. They as a person are nice, we deal with them according to that, but the path that they took, forget it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we're very specific. But for the material world, it doesn't, you know, like that, we don't have any. So whatever is able to be used in Krishna's service, we use it, but we have to know where we're going. Otherwise, then, oh yeah, we get into this, and then where do they end up? Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.